We'll continue on again. This will be our last session.
好，大家都到了，我们现在开始最后一段的课程。
Just before the break, I was talking about how the church is the mystery age.
在休息前，我们谈到教会时期呢，是一个神秘时期。
And that's because there's no mention of the church age in the Old Testament.
这是因为在旧约里面并没有提到教会时期。
I'll try to show you on the board here what was happening. See, the Jews expected Jesus Christ to come to Jerusalem as their Messiah.
这个时候呢，犹太人他们其实是在期待耶稣进到耶路撒冷，是像是弥赛亚。
But they also needed to accept him as their savior first, because he was going to be the Messiah of an eternal kingdom.
但是呢，他其实是应该要期待耶稣也是我们的救赎者，然后因为他必须要能够创造一个永生的国度。
That was a big part of his message. When he was teaching people, he would say, "Believe on me, and you'll have eternal life."
这是耶稣在教导他的这些信徒的时候很重要的一个讯息，就是你们相信我，你们就会得永生。
Now they'd seen all the miracles that Jesus could do, and because of the miracles, a lot of people had believed in him.
而在那个阶段呢，就是耶稣他施行了非常多的神迹，因为这些神迹而让很多人成为信徒。
And believed in him as their savior and as their Messiah.
而且相信他是一个救赎者，同时呢也是弥赛亚。
But after Jesus had come into Jerusalem, and he came in on the Sunday, we call this Palm Sunday now, they were expecting Jesus Christ to establish his kingdom straight away.
而当耶稣进在最后一个礼拜天来到耶路撒冷的时候呢，所有的人却更期待他呢，就直接就把这个所谓永生的国度带来，变成他是那个永生国度的国王。
Remember, Jerusalem and Judah was governed by the Romans at that point.
别忘记在那个时候呢，耶路撒冷也就是犹大这个区域呢，其实是被罗马人所控制的。
So obviously a lot of the Jews were thinking, well, if we're going to have our Jewish kingdom here, the Romans need to be eliminated first.
所以很多犹太人都认为呢，这个耶路撒冷犹大这个将会成为一个他们犹太人的国度，所以应该先把罗马人都杀光。
And on the Sunday that Jesus came into Jerusalem, which would be like the 10th, it could be the Saturday or the Sunday, that the Jewish calendar bounces a bit. It's going to be the 10th or the 11th of Nisan.
而耶稣进到最后一个礼拜天到达耶路撒冷的时候是在 Nisan 这个月份的10号或11号。
They had many different calendars at that time. They had a Roman calendar, they had a Galilean calendar, they had a Judean calendar. So the dates and the days don't always match exactly.
因为在那个时代啊，几乎大家在用的日历有三种，所以时间是有一点点错乱的，所以不能非常确定是这个 Nisan 这个月的十号或十一号。
And some of the calendars would count the day to start from midnight and some from 6 in the morning. And then I think it was the Judean calendar counts the day. That's a religious calendar. Every day would start at 6 p.m.
而且呢那个时候呢有些的日历是从12点开始算一天，半夜12点，有的是从早上6点算一天，而在这个犹大历是从早上6点开始算一天的。
So that's why sometimes you see that there's what we call a discrepancy, or there's going to be like a mismatch of the times and dates.
所以有的时候你会觉得好像这个日期好像会互相有一点矛盾，弄不清楚。
Okay, but when Jesus Christ came into town, you remember he came riding on a donkey and people put down their palm leaves on the ground, and then the Messiah came in.
好，当记得耶稣他进到耶路撒冷的过程中，他是骑着一头驴子，而且大家把那个palm leaves 就很多的叶子都铺在地上，让他骑的驴这样走过来。
They were saying Hosanna, Hosanna, like blessed be the Lord, and here come the Lord is now coming into town.
而在那时候，他们都唱着 Hosanna 这首歌，这个歌在欢呼着，就是未来的国王来了。
And they were expecting Jesus to come straight in, and then using his magic, like using his superpowers, he would eliminate and destroy the Romans.
而他们已经对耶稣有一个非常大的期待，就是知道他有神力，有这种超人的能力，可以把这个罗马国给铲灭，让新的国度可以就立刻被建立。
Okay, but Jesus said, I'm not going to do that. After he'd come into town, he said, that's not my job right now.
但是耶稣进来的时候，他说不会这样做，我不是，这不是我现在要做的。
Okay, and so because of that, many Jews rejected Jesus Christ, and including the Jewish establishment, the Jewish religious leaders.
而别忘记，在这个时候，其实是有很多是拒绝耶稣基督的，甚至是犹太教的那个教会领袖们。
And then they would say to the Romans, for example, that, you know, this man, he's creating an insurgency, like a rebellion, because he's going to try and destroy you along with his people. That's why the Romans were willing to crucify Jesus Christ.
而那些就是那些不信的以及宗教的领袖们就去跟罗马人讲说，这个人他是要来铲灭你们这些罗马人的。
The Jewish religious leaders, they had, you know, another one of their motivations was that they weren't part of Jesus' little group. They knew that if Jesus established his kingdom, they would not have any more power in the country.
而且别忘记，这些所谓宗教领袖们都知道，他们是不属于耶稣的这个群体的。所以当耶稣如果真的成立了他的国度的话，这些人都一定等于是会被摆在外边的。
And you should know about the trial. How Jesus went through, I think about, Jesus went to about five or six different trials in different courts on that night before he was crucified and through the morning and up to, until 9 o'clock that morning. But Pontius Pilate said, I don't find this man guilty of anything.
而在耶稣在第二天到了早上九点被钉在十字架之前，那整夜他经历了五六个不同的法庭的审判。
Okay.
可是都没有发现他有任何的罪状。
And ultimately, it was the Jewish people which were screaming out in front of Pilate, "Crucify him! Kill him! Crucify him!"
而但是呢，反而是那些犹太人，就是那种拒绝相信他的犹太人，一直在庭外喊着"处决他，处决他"。
Not all of them, but a lot of those Jewish people, they turned against Jesus Christ. They rejected their Messiah and they rejected their Savior.
而那些犹太人呢，就很多很多犹太人都转变他们的立场，他们都变成了要求处死耶稣，而且一直也就拒绝了他是他们的弥赛亚，以及也拒绝了他是他们的救赎者的这个状态。
Now I'm going to jump ahead a little bit just to mention that the day that Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem, what we call Palm Sunday, marks the 483 years after the decree in the book of Daniel.
这个时间表在这个时间是在但以理他所讲的从由耶路撒冷的城被重新建造起好应该有77年开始那到这一天呢其实是69个7年也就是说已经483年。
Okay, we're going to read the prophecy from the book of Daniel now. This is Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 down to 9:27.
好，我们来读一下但以理书第九章24节到27节。为你本国之民和你圣城已经定了70个7，要止住罪过。除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引尽永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。你当知道，当明白，从初令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受高君的时候，必有70个7和62个7，正在艰难的时候。耶路撒冷正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连街带壕都必重新建造。过了62个7，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所， 至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一致到底。荒凉的事已经定了，一期之内他必与许多人坚定盟约，一期之半他必使祭祀和贡献止息，那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒请在那行毁坏的身上，直到锁定的结局。
Thank you for that. We're not going to go into all the details, but what I will show is the general timeline that Daniel is talking about here.
这个呢，就是整个但以理在讲的基本的一个时间表。好，现在请大家看，荧幕上面有这个但以理的77年的表。
Okay, now the decree that is given is by Artaxerxes, and I understand he's the grandson of Darius, King Darius of the Medes, the Persians. He's the king of Persia.
就是在这个波斯王哈，在西元前445年的时候，那个波斯王叫 Artaxerxes。
Okay.
好，这个波斯王呢，他就下令可以开始重修这个城墙。耶路撒冷的城墙。
Okay, so he's given this decree in 40, it's either going to be 444 or 445 BC, which we have on the chart.
好，所以这个下令他可以修耶路撒冷城墙的这个命令的时间是在西元前444到445年之间。
Now just to let you know, I found this chart, this graphic on the internet, and it was very difficult to find something that was even remotely close to the Colonel's theology.
他说其实很难在这个 internet 上面找哈，才找到这张图，因为其实不容易找到一个很好的时间图表，是可以把这个上校牧师他所讲的整个历史的这个时间表达清楚的。
Now, a lot of people have done these kind of maps of Daniel's 70th weeks, and some of them are really just, we say goofy, which means just really weird, and they don't fit with the Bible at all.
他说其实呢在internet 上你可以看到其实蛮多有关但以理的77年的表，但是大部分的人的这个描述啊都蛮奇怪的，完全不符合这个圣经。
Okay, and this one almost fits, so we'll use this one.
那这一个呢是几乎是 OK 的，所以我们用这一个。
I'll give the dates for now for 444 or 445 BC because some scholars, if they study history and they say that the decree came in the first year of Artaxerxes, that's in the Bible, but they don't know when the first year of Artaxerxes was.
好，因为呢，这个时间会有445年，西元445或者是444两个说法，是因为大家不太清楚这个国王哈。就是下令修成的这个波斯王，他到底是哪一年是他的第一年
？Okay, but that's not for us to worry about. And so, you know, we just calculate if you do the, you know, they've got 7 weeks. This person puts it as the close of the Old Testament when the New Old Testament was finished, plus 62 weeks together is 69 weeks. Okay, and 69 weeks. Remember, 1 week equals 7 years.
62 weeks.
Yeah, plus the 7. So you've got 7 weeks first, and remember in Daniel chapter 9, it says first 7 and then 62.
好，其实这个表它在解释哈，就是别忘了每一个所谓的 week 就是那个礼拜，它其实讲的是七年的概念。好，所以在这个波斯王，就是西元前445年的这个波斯王的他下令修成的那一年算起到。旧约结束是差不多是49年，就是7个7好的49年的状态。然后之后呢，就是从旧约结束一直到耶稣到十字架是62个7年。
Okay, and here we have the date that this man is saying is AD 32, which he is saying Palm Sunday. This is the day that Jesus Christ comes into Jerusalem to set up his kingdom.
而这个画这个图的人呢，他说这一段结束在耶稣上十字架前的那个最后一个礼拜天，那这是在已经是AD 32年了。
Let's say this is an approximate time. And this man has 32. There's other charts. You'll have 30, 29. They're all going to be a little bit different.
所以这一张表是讲的是 AD 32年，就是等于是西元32年，但有的是讲29年，就每一个讲的都不太一样。
Okay, but what's happened here is that when Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem to establish his kingdom, he promised them a kingdom, but they rejected him because he didn't drive out the Romans.
而当耶稣进到耶路撒冷城，他跟所有的人说他会带来永生的国度，可是在圣这个圣城里面的人是拒绝了他，因为他没有把罗马人给杀光。
But that was okay. He had to go to the cross, and God knew all about this.
但是这也没有关系，因为他呢，就是会要被钉在十字架，这个在上帝早就知道的这个计划。
It really was the Jewish people screaming, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" That's what put him on the cross.
而甚至是那些犹太人在那边大喊大叫说处决他处决他他才会被挂被钉上十字架的。
The Jews had rejected their Messiah.
犹太人他是拒绝了弥赛亚。
Remember Pilate had said, "This man is innocent. I can't see any wrong with him." He washed his hands. The leader of the Romans.
反正就是罗马的那个执政者呢，他就说他完全耶稣没有做任何事错的，他是完全无辜的。
So, you know, the big responsibility was on the Jews. That was the Jews that crucified Jesus.
所以真正让耶稣被处决的那个肇事者就是那些犹太人。
Now, if Jesus Christ had been accepted by the Jews,
如果耶稣基督那时候有被这些犹太人接受的话，
and they had said, "Here is our King, and Jesus Christ is our eternal Messiah."
他们说，这就是我们的国王。耶稣基督就是我们的弥赛亚。
Then the Romans would have captured Jesus Christ, and the Romans would have found Jesus guilty of insurrection.
如果那些犹太人是大喊说，哦，这就是我们的救世主，其实反而罗马人会把他定罪，会把耶稣定罪哦， right. 就是因为他就变成是造反的人了。
Yeah, so either way, Jesus Christ was going to go to the cross.
但无论如何，耶稣基督就算犹太人接受他或拒绝他，耶稣都还是会被钉上十字架的。
Because the Jews were crucifying Jesus Christ, so you know, he went to the cross. If the Jews had accepted Jesus, Pontius Pilate would have said, "Crucify him."
所以呢，如果犹太人接受了耶稣，比拉多就是那个罗马的执政者，他也就反而会要把他定罪，让他死。所以不管是哪一边，都是最后会把耶稣定罪上十字架的。
Okay, but because the Jews rejected Jesus Christ, he can't set up the kingdom now.
但是因为犹太人他们拒绝了他，所以他没有办法再建立他的国度。
And that's why you have the mystery age of the church. Now it is the time of the church.
而因为这样，我们有了所谓的神秘的年代。
And that's,
而这个年代就是教会的时期。
And that's why you don't see the church mentioned in the Old Testament.
所以说这个教会时期是没有在旧约里面被写到的。
Because if the church was mentioned in the Old Testament, the Jewish people would be thinking, well, I thought that, you know, we were supposed to have the Messiah come and then establish the kingdom.So what's the church doing in history? Why do we need the church? We're supposed to be the people of the kingdom.
犹太人就一直在觉得说，为什么要有教会时期？我们应该是弥赛亚来了就要有我们的国度的。
They would have been very confused.
所以他们非常非常的混淆。
God was still offering the Jewish people the opportunity, even though God knew that the Jewish people would reject Jesus Christ, but the prophecy still stood as if they were not going to reject him.
好，所以呢，上帝他其实是知道犹太人会拒绝这一切，但是他还是给他们机会，要让他们接受有这样子的状态。
Okay, but again, when Jesus Christ comes back, you know, he's going to come back after the rapture.And after the 7-year tribulation, then he will come back, and then the Jewish people will accept him. At the end of the tribulation, then they'll finally accept Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当我们被提了以后，会有七年的大灾难期，而在那七年之后，耶稣就会回来。
Okay, and that's when he sets up the kingdom, the prophesized 1,000-year kingdom.
而这样的一个重要的预言，就是从耶稣再度回来的那个时候，就是大灾难后的七年，就完成了但以理所说的70个7年的那一天起，耶稣就会把他的永生的国度在世界上建立起来。
Okay, but you can be thankful the Jewish people rejected Jesus Christ because it means we have an opportunity to be witnesses now.
我们其实在某一个程度上应该要感谢犹太人在那个时候拒绝了耶稣基督，所以我们才会有教会时期，我们才有机会去成为这整个事件的见证人。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, so we give thanks for this time to learn your word.
我们感谢神，让我们在这个时间能够学习你的话语。
For the wisdom that you give to us and seeing your plan.
而给我们智慧，让我们能够看懂你的计划。
And so we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所以我们所有的感谢是来自耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we've got less than 1 minute. So goodbye, everybody. Thanks for joining us.